This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Pete Thamel yesterday, well-known college football writer, tweeted out, and I quote, "Longtime Pitt football media relations head E.J. Borghetti is moving to a different job in the university, ending a distinguished 28-year run promoting Pitt athletics. He'll be a special assistant to the senior vice chancellor for external relations at Pitt." So go look at the comments under that. "I've been doing this, working in sports in this town since 91. How long is that, a limitless wonder?
A long time.
A long time. It's 25 years plus 9. It's 34 years. I don't care. I feel young. And I am still young. I pointed out to you yesterday that I'm as young as Mike Sullivan, basically. So nobody thinks of him as an old geezer. He's in the prime of his career. And so am I. But that's not the point. The point here is that EJ, in those years that I've been doing all kinds of different things here, is as good of a person and as good at his job as any single person I've met in Pittsburgh. And I mean that. And so does everybody else. Our friend Pomp here, one of the best to ever do it. Congratulations, EJ. Sports people from around the country, the same. Shelley Poe, who used to be the SID at West Virginia when I covered the Mountaineers a long time ago. Best of the best, even for a Pitt guy she threw in, which was good.
I like that.
Congrats, EJ. Just all over. Brian Batko said it well, that EJ, no matter who you were, you could be an intern showing up. He showed everybody equal amount of respect. Just a great person, honestly. And also, and this is important, Limits, like there's been many really good PR people, SIDs that I've worked with for all the teams in Pittsburgh. But some can be, combative, can be all about access, journalism, things like that. EJ was always very fair. And when you would ask him for his opinion of a team or of a topic you were writing about, it wouldn't be just BS. You know what I mean? He wasn't just going to give you the company line behind the scenes. You know what I mean? He was going to tell you an honest opinion. He was always an advocate for the university and their programs, but not to the point where he would insult your intelligence. You know what I mean? And he would give you, maybe a different way to look at things, things like that. And also, he would agree sometimes, even if it was critical. Like, yeah, you're right. And that goes a long way to, in your next interaction with that person, being like, you're on even footing and you can really respect what each other says. You know what I mean?
We do this whole thing where we say, like, so-and-so is the nicest man around. EJ Borghetti is probably the nicest man in all of Pittsburgh sports that I've ever met.
The
way that he goes about his business with just huge professionalism, he's real. He cares. He cares not just about Pitt in every regard. He's been an incredible ambassador for the university and for Pitt Athletics.
Yes.
But he is somebody who values you, even though he understands that you have a job to do if you are a sports reporter or a sports writer or a sports broadcaster, regardless. And he always did it. Lanny taught us at Waynesburg, you always want to be first class and authentic. And I don't think that there's anybody that better embodies that than EJ.
Very well said, really. And we had a lot of laughs over the years. I remember one time after 13-9, as a matter of fact, after 13-9, one of the guys to talk to was Paul Rhodes, the defensive coordinator, who had just basically, choked off the greatest offense in college football that year.
Yeah.
Just completely shut them down. And I was talking to him outside the locker room, and he was sipping on a beer, as a coach might do after a game, right? So I included that little detail in my story.
Oh, I'm sure EJ loved
in
that.
In my story for the Trib, and my phone started ringing. And I remember, now I remember what the phone was, one of those old little or big cell phones. And EJ was like, please take that out of your story. Except I didn't get the message until the next morning. So we had a lot of interesting interactions like that, but also just a lot of fun. There was a pizza place in New York we would go to all the time after Pitt did well almost every year in the Big East basketball tournament, and great sense of humor, tons of laughs, and tons of fun, really, over the years. And I just can't say enough good things about him. And it makes me sad, too, because here's another story. He started at Carnegie Mellon at CMU as their SID. Did you know that, Limits?
I did not.
Wrong. Yes, he did start at CMU as their guy. And I would cover games, Carnegie Mellon football games.
In the PAC? Oh, I don't know if that would have been PAC then. I don't think so.
No, their stadium that they have now up in that press box. And there was EJ. And of course, he was setting up stories back then. And one of them was to interview Ilie Nastasi, the tennis player. So in this very swank room at CMU, there I was interviewing the bad boy of tennis, Ilie Nastasi. And EJ actually sent me a picture of him yesterday or this morning upon this announcement. So good luck in the next job, EJ. And again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think everybody would agree, as good of a person and as good at his job as anybody in Pittsburgh sports over those 28 years. That's what I would honestly say about him.
I thought seeing Reese Davis, seeing all the SIDs that sent messages and quote tweets and everything yesterday, just a fully embodiment and a full embodiment of just the guy he is. And I think it's funny because there'll be times when EJ is listening to the show and he'll text in when he thinks there's like a funny moment.
Yes.
And he'll mention
him and Pat Bostick were laughing a few weeks ago when it was the day that you said Pomp's opinion was ridiculous. Yes. And we had a group therapy session. Him and Bostick were listening and laughing.
He
somewhere.
Said that they were just howling in the yes. car, laughing at us going back and forth, and they yes. thought it was incredible radio. So,
and the other thing with EJ was, if I had a question on Pitt history, any sport, anything, boom, ask him, I got the answer. Need somebody to talk to. Can you, Sam Clancy, I'd love to talk. I have Sam Clancy's number. HB Blades, I have his number. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just amazing. Amazingly good at his job.
Always willing to help. You know, we need more people in this world like EJ. And, you know, I don't think that's us being hyperbolic at all. He's just that good of a man and that good at what he does.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And he'll still be around, with which sounds like a pretty interesting job, assistant to the Senior Vice Chancellor for External Relations. He'll be promoting Pitt. And that's what he loves. His dad was a great football player at Pitt. Pitt runs, you know, the Pitt colors run through his veins. Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Who's the big loser today? Limits.
Ooh, that's a great question. I'm going to say Indiana for getting absolutely crushed for their non-conference schedule with Old Dominion, Kansas
State. Yes, I agree with that.
Illinois and Indiana State. Not like Penn State's is much better, but Indiana's.
Good choice.
Come on.
What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And Fan weather, rain expected any moment now with a high of Jaromir Jagr, 68. You might need your umbrella. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Limits, I got a tweet from a guy named Joey Priano who said, don't you take phone calls anymore? I waited 2 hours and 45 minutes. What is happening back there? You had someone on hold for 2 hours and 45 minutes. Why didn't you tell me Joey was on the line?
I apologize to Joey. Sometimes we just get rolling and we get into a huge segment and we end up missing one. So I apologize to Joey.
You apologized to him or apologize now?
I'm apologizing right now.
So am I, Joey. It may have been just as much my fault.
Joey, you will be the first call that we take on Monday.
Yeah, it was more Limit's fault. Yeah, we'll definitely take you on Monday, and I'm sorry for that, because we value our callers and our listeners and our viewers, don't we?
Oh, our callers have given us some of the best moments in all show history.
And our texters were fabulous today.
Yeah, that's the thing. We got so deep into the text line, and people, I mean, we've probably gotten, I don't even know how many texts, probably the most texts that we've gotten in a long time today. So
good luck in your wiffle ball this weekend. I'll see you and Bob Monday on location in Wexford.
All righty, Joe. Sounds good. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.